Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 424 for Monday, June 8th. I'm Dave Sims. The Ice Futures Canada canola market bounced around unchanged on Monday before ending mostly lower. Trading was a two-sided chart-based affair with grain companies and hedge funds selling at the close. Canola was down 40 cents to $1.60, with the nearby July contract down 80 cents at $496.20 per ton, while the most frequently traded November contract was down $1.60 at $493.90 per ton. Weakness in U.S. soy oil contributed to the losses, while the Canadian dollar was firmer against its American counterpart, which made canola less desirable on the international stage. However, dry conditions throughout the prairies and their potential to lower yields were supportive for prices. U.S. soybeans and soy meal also lent spillover strength to canola. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, wheat, and corn were all higher. Soybeans are up 4 to 6 cents, with the July contract up 6 at $9.44 per bushel. Extensive rain this week across much of the U.S. Midwest is expected to slow down planting. Kansas and Missouri are expected to be particularly affected. Soybean planting is believed to be 80% complete. U.S. soybean processors were also featuring strong margins, which supported values. Chinese imports of soybeans rose 2.7% in May, which was encouraging. Corn was 4 to 5 cents higher, with the most active July contract up 4 at $3.65 per bushel. Spillover strength in wheat helped to support the corn market. The bird flu continues to reduce orders for fodder corn. A newly created bird flu vaccine still has been not approved by the USDA. Wheat was 10 to 13 cents higher, with the most frequently traded July contract coming in at $5.28 a bushel. There are repeated concerns that excess rain in the Farm Belt has damaged the U.S. hard red winter wheat crop. Disease is another concern to some U.S. states. Additional rain is expected to slow the harvest, which is scheduled to begin this month. Crops in India, Russia, and energy are also being threatened by very hot, dry conditions. That's a look at the Ice Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, June 8th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.